Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the radio segment that was just named the godparent to Brooke's children.
Oh, I thought I was the godfather, Brooke.
You were never the godfather.
I told you I was.
No, no.
And it's already scheming up ways to take over, whether Brooke likes it or not.
Uh-oh.
It's care or don't care.
Yeah.
Which stories will my co-host care about today? We're going to find out and just get to your first headline. If you thought your kid was bored during quarantine, get ready to be ashamed.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
I care.
I don't care. I don't have kids.
Well, got enough cares. There's a 12-year-old boy named Mike Wimmer. And during the pandemic, he was getting bored with doing online school.
Uh-huh.
And he says his lifelong interest is in technology and robots.
Cool. Good for him.
But he wasn't allowed to take those classes yet because he's only in middle school.
Right.
Okay.
So during the lockdown, Mike decided to enroll in a local community college.
No.
And he thought to take online high school credits early, too.
What?
So now, 1 year later, he's finished so many online courses that he's going to end up graduating from middle school, high school, and a 2-year community college all in the same year.
Oh, what are your kids up to?
Oh, my gosh.
So my kids during the pandemic, they...
Yeah.
Pick their noses.
Yeah. We did 2 weeks of guitar lessons.
Hey. And how good are they, John Mayer status?
She didn't really like it.
Oh. Yeah.
This is why I'm really glad that Care or Don't Care is the godparent to her children now. Maybe they'll be raised properly.
Doing a good, better job.
Anyway.
Better head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Mike says, a lot of people think I've given up my childhood or somehow I've lost it. And I say to them that I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah. Wow. So, good for you.
Good for you.
Be nice to this dude. We're going to be working for him someday,
just
you guys.
Just going
to
say that.
Now his mom says he can finally go back to building Lego sets.
Yeah, but they're gonna be like skyscrapers.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see if you guys care about this. I bet you weren't thinking about this for when the pandemic ends. Care or don't care?
I feel like I should care.
I feel like it's a warning. I care.
Mysterious, I care.
Now that a lot of people are finally starting to go back into the office for the first time since the pandemic started.
It's been great.
They're really realizing that they're not happy about one main thing. And that's the poop situation.
There's a poop situation?
There's an article on Slate.com all about the issue. Quote, maybe your office bathroom has stall doors that reach the knees, or it's silent, or there's no ventilation.
Yeah.
Your boss might come in and make conversation. You might stink the whole place up. And see, stuff like this was never an issue when you were working at home, so it's affecting how some people feel about working with each other in person again.
Because that schedule has changed since you've been at home, right? So, shifted.
It did.
Yeah.
And one person who was interviewed for the article summed it up by saying, quote, going to the bathroom at home is a million times more relaxed than doing it at the office.
Yeah, I can have my laptop on my lap on the toilet.
Dude, you were in the bathroom all the time here.
Yeah.
I don't know why you even say that.
On the laptop. On your lap.
Let's see if you guys care about this next one. Either the dumbest or accidentally the smartest criminal you're going to hear about all year.
Ooh.
Care or don't care?
Okay. I care.
Okay, I care.
I like dumb people. That's why I like Alexis.
Well, this seems like a really convoluted way to steal like 200 bucks, but I guess it worked because there's a guy in Delhi Township, Ohio, and earlier this week he stole 14 cases of Bud Light from a grocery store.
Whoa, how?
Yeah, exactly. What? How are you just getting 14 cases out with nobody seeing you?
And then he rolled the shopping cart back inside and tried to return all the Bud Light because he told the staff his wife bought the wrong beer.
Oh, he's trying to make money off the purchase.
And the employees couldn't confirm his story, so the guy stormed out with all the Bud Light.
Yeah, fine, I'll just drink it.
And then when the store looked at the surveillance footage, they figured out what happened.
Yeah.
He actually stole it.
That he had stolen it and never paid.
But wait, they kind of sent him away. So...
Right. Yeah. And so that's when they called the cops, and now they're trying to track the guy down.
Dude, that's genius. You steal something, you go back and make up an excuse like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a house.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get a house like this.
No, that doesn't.
It's got to work. It's got to work.
I'm with you, Jose.
How are you going to steal a house?
Jeff gets it. You act like you bought it. You show up. You call the cops. You go, I don't know who these people are. I bought this house a year ago.
Okay.
Then they evict the other people.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay, yeah, I think there's a little bit more paperwork that goes into buying a house than just a case of beer, but okay.
I've never bought a house. He gives a receipt.
Smaller amount of legal.
Okay, Brooke, you can be all judgy, but Jose and I are going to be partying in his mansion later tonight.
Go get yourself a house.
Right. Let's go to your next headline. A top four list that'll make you laugh the rest of the day.
Oh, come on, I need it.
Care.
Yeah, this show hasn't done it for me, so I might as well find it here.
Anyone who's lived with a stranger knows that word is fitting. People really are strange sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
So what's the weirdest thing you've ever caught a roommate doing?
Ooh,
here's some of the funniest answers that we've seen. Number one, someone found their roommate lying on the kitchen floor making snow angels.
What?
And when they asked why, he said he was just getting himself dirty before he took a shower.
Gotta make it worth it, Jeff.
Right.
Gotta make it worth it.
That's hilarious.
Number two, someone got home from work early and found their roommate playing video games in nothing but tighty whities and a motorcycle helmet.
You know what? Good on them.
Luckily, it was a racing game that they were playing. So,
want to be safe. Safety first.
I don't think it matters.
I mean, your head's safe, but a lot of you isn't if you're only in underwear.
Number three, quote, I caught my roommate pouring a giant pot of beans into the toilet.
Ew. Why?
You just skipped the step?
No, it's like toilet soup.
I don't know.
No.
I feel like I've done that to try and like convince my mom that I'm sick to
not
get out of school.
You have to do chicken vegetable soup. Or I'm sorry, vegetable soup.
Okay.
It has like a lot of veggies.
Okay,
in it.
Let's go.
And the color's perfect.
Number four, in a place with two showers that weren't being used, someone caught their roommate washing her hair in the sink without taking the dirty dishes out. And she was naked.
What? Get in the shower!
Well, of course she's naked. She doesn't want to get her top wet from her hair.
What does that make sense to me?
That's out of all the ones, that one makes the most sense to
Brooke. Yeah, because sometimes you don't have time to take a full shower, so you just need to do a little hair rinse.
With the dishes in
You don't have time to deal with it, Alexis. And you don't want to wear a top because then everything's wet.
Again.
Makes sense.
This is so good that Kara Don't Care has some new godparents ready to help Brooke out.
I've always had happy roommates.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Care.
Why did the stoner plant Cheerios in the garden?
Why?
Because he thought they were bagel seeds.
Ah!
That's Care or Don't Care. We got your phone tab coming up right after this.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's time to take your body care routine to the next level. Introducing Osea's bestseller body care set, the perfect companion for your summer travels. This four-piece kit transforms dry skin to silky, soft, and glowing. It features travel sizes of Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil and Body Butter, clinically proven to improve skin elasticity, along with their anti-aging body balm and Salts of the Earth body scrub. And to top it off, it's packed in a vegan leather bag, making it a must-have for all your summer adventures. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat yourself to glowing, healthy skin this summer with clean, vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Right now, you can get the Best Sellers body care set valued at $78 for 33% off. Use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.